And welcome to another edition of the E-Factor, brought to you by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce in Frankfort, Indiana. I'm Shan Sheridan, the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce CEO and Clinton County Economic Development Director. And each week we bring you stories either from folks that are involved in community, that are very engaged in the community, or they're entrepreneurs in our community, are involved in education, an employer or an employee, or maybe involved in the entertainment industry. But most of it all comes back down to economic development, and in particularly the drive that we have in rural communities to change the engagement level of communities, thus the E-Factor. So welcome to another edition, and we're glad to have you here on this weekend edition. Right now joining me is someone very familiar with the Chamber of Commerce. In fact, you hear her voice pretty much each and every day that you call the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. She is our office manager, but she's a little more than that. She's also an entrepreneur. Welcome, Missy Beeks Cornell. Missy, welcome to the program.
Shan, thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. Well, first of all, Missy, I want to talk to you a little bit about you've come to the Chamber. You've been here for a few years. You get to see the revolving door that the Chamber of Commerce has here in Frankfort and Clinton County. What's been some of the biggest surprises or maybe some of the greatest joys that you have seen working in the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce?
Well, one of the things that I truly, truly enjoy is being able to help people in the community. We get all kinds of people, not just entrepreneurs that come in here, but people that are just needing help with ideas of things that they want to do to help the community. Or they're wanting to move to the community, and so they want to know more about the schools. They want to know about what's there to do here in Frankfort. And I'm very happy to be able to, you know, reach out to them and help them and find information for them and do research. I find my greatest joy to be able to have answers for them and ideas for, you know, the possibility of moving here, you know, so I enjoy that.
A lot of relocation packets that go out of here, a lot of questions being asked about our community, especially at this time. In fact, we're right here at the corner of Washington Street and Main Street, and sometimes you hear the traffic going by. It's a busy corner right here.
It is. That's probably one of the biggest surprises when I started here at the Chamber, is coming downtown and seeing the just how many people come down to come down here to eat or to shop. You know, I usually I'm right here by the window and I have people waving at me all the time, but it is amazing how busy it is. It's not normal like this with the town our size to see that much interaction going on. Absolutely. So that is a really neat thing for me to see in the last 3 years I've been here.
Speaking of seeing, when you have this big, nice view of the windows, you've been looking right across the street and seeing this nickel plate flats being built right before your eyes. That's got to be energizing, exciting. You're a young person. You have a young family. That's got to make, and this is your hometown. You grew up in Frankfort. That's got to make you a little proud.
Absolutely. I think it is amazing the things that are happening right now in Clinton County. You know, you're going to have people who are, you know, not going to really, you know, they have a hard time with change. But I think change is what we need to do to grow. To, you know, if we want to continue being that town that attracts young people, we've got to keep changing. I think nickel plate flats is one of those things that is going to be attracted to the young entrepreneur, the young careers, and even people who are thinking about going into that retirement time where they don't want to have to worry about responsibilities of home or anything, and they just want to be able to go home, relax, and be able to leave whenever they want to.
You've listened to a lot of Mandy's pitches, because Mandy she's one of our Iron Block members and part of the Nickel Plate Flats sales team. She's in here quite often and talking about those same strategies. And absolutely right. It's not only the young people, but it's retired folks that want to be, you know, like you said, less attached and tied down to certain things, especially maintenance of a home.
Absolutely.
They can come and go and have a beautiful place to live in.
They want the simple life.
Yep.
They want the simple life.
I think everybody right now is looking for the simple life. Well, let's talk a little bit more about, you mentioned entrepreneurship. You're an entrepreneur in your own right. You mm-hmm. are a photographer. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about what got you involved in photography and why are you so passionate about it?
Well, I have always enjoyed photography. I started, you know, you'll hear a lot of the stories of photographers who started at a young age, and I was one of those people. I was a young grade school kid who had a camera in her hand and just loved taking pictures. In fact, that was one of the things that got taken away from me a lot of times in class was my camera.
I could see that.
Yeah. And, but, you know, I lived with a family when I was younger, when I was in high school, and she was really deep in photography. And it was just one of those things that she gave me one of her cameras, and I just went to town. And I loved the emotion. I loved just some of the candids that she got, and that just kind of really lit a fire in me. I think it really spoke to my creative side. I love music, and I felt like photography did a little bit of that too, just kind of help with get in touch with my creative side. And from there, it was just always a dream that I wanted to one day be able to have my own studio.
Well, and that dream has now come true.
It sure has.
Because you actually have a studio right in the downtown Frankfort here, right off of the square at the Bankable Building, which mm-hmm. used to be the old cigar factory, mm-hmm. Which Chris and Crystal Reichardt now uh-huh. have purchased that building, and actually it's got several different businesses located, and it's become a workplace station here in our community. And your studio is on the second floor.
Mine is the second floor suite, is what I call it.
Yeah.
So
how do you envision that rolling out for you, because you're not quite there yet. You've been working at, and mm-hmm. I've been up there. It's a beautiful, beautiful view, beautiful place.
Right.
It's got that industrial, old, rustic. It's got a little bit of everything that you as a creative mind is probably looking for in photography.
It is. You know, really, when I started my photography business 10 years ago. It just kind of one of those things that just kind of rolled out. And like a lot of us, we started at home. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I did a lot of my shoots outside. I did a lot of my shoots in my own home. And then an opportunity came to me to be a part of a co-working space photography studio, and it was a great way for me to get a touch of what a studio life is going to be.
And that was done in Indianapolis.
And so I did that for a couple of years, and I enjoyed it. I really liked it, but there's just nothing like having your own space. When you're a creative, you want to be able to just have your ideas and be able to have that freedom. And so I started my trek of looking for a space, and it's a lot harder than what it seems, because, you know, for a photographer, you want natural light, you want space, and one of the things that I wanted with my business is that I wanted to be able to stand apart from other businesses. Now, there are photographers who do a great job with being able to do pictures and give them digital files and all that. I wanted to be different. I wanted to be able to engage with my customers. I wanted to be able, from beginning to end, be able to help them see their vision, be able to sit down with them, help them order their products, because these are things that is not only gifts for them, but that's a part of my heart. It's part of my creativity, mm-hmm. and being able to give that to them personally means more to me, and it makes me stand out customer service wise. So I felt like I needed that space to be able to handle not only doing a shoot, but having them come back and be able to give them an experience unlike anybody else.
Well, you've taken your passion for photography, your dream now for a photography studio, and you've created a business, MJ Portraits and Creations, right?
MJ Portrait Design.
Portrait
Design.
Pretty close. So design. So let's talk a little about, we know portraits, we know photography, but what's about the design? I know you do a lot of creative pieces.
Sure.
Besides just photography.
Sure. About 3 years ago, I started getting into more sports photography. Really love it, because there's not really much as far as, you know, you do the pictures and all that, and that was something else I wanted to do differently, was be able to provide family something different than just your regular, just stand there with the ball and pose. And so I started getting more into Photoshop. I started getting more into mentoring with other people who did a lot more designing of banners or posters. And so now my goal is to give them something that would be magazine worthy. My goal is really start going even further and working with commercial companies to be able to provide them with a design that is magazine advertising worthy. I'm hoping one of my big goals is to be able to have a billboard one of these times with some of my photos, my design on there. You know, it's like a painter, basically. You sit there and you have a vision and you take your brushes. Well, Photoshop's just the same way, except it's digital.
Yeah.
And be able to bring that to life. And so, you know, sports is just one of those fun things because you see it. You see advertisements of, you see Nike and Adidas and all them other companies that have your athletes. But it's not just a picture. It's just the graphics, and it just tells the whole story. And that's what I want. I want my designs to tell a story.
Right. Well, speaking of design and telling a story, your story actually is right on the square in downtown Frankfort. You're doing the sports photography. You did banners for the Healthy Communities Program, or Healthy Communities Organization in our town, promoting healthy lifestyles, mm-hmm. wellness, using local athletes, mm-hmm. high school athletes, and you had them pose, and your work is in banners all over the square. You got to be proud about that.
I am. I am so proud. And in fact, this was one of my goals that I, when I started working here at the Chamber, I started learning more about healthy communities and what they were involved in. And with my kids going to Clinton Prairie, I would see a lot of these posters that are around. And, you know, as an artist, I look at that, and of course, my mind's going a million miles, like, what can I do? I would love to provide them something. But, you know, with that, I was still learning how to design these posters. So I thought, well, one of these days, I'll approach them. Well, as it came about 4 months ago, Kathy Martin and I were at the same place. We'd always get coffee at the same place. And I asked her, Kathy Martin is actually works with Healthy Communities, and I just asked her, we got to become friends, and I said, Kathy, what do you do? And she said, well, I actually take care of the Drug and Alcohol Coalition, those campaigns for the Healthy Communities, which, of course, it was just kind of one of those open door opportunities. And so I basically said, hey, I have some ideas of what I can, you know, what I'd love to offer the Healthy Communities and this campaign. Can I send you an email with some of my work? And right there, that basically started my relationship with them. And we've been working ever since. We've got posters on the way now that we're going to be sending to the schools with these athletes. And of course, like you said, the banners around there. And yes, it is something that is, it's one of those things to, I think, a business owner, when you see a vision and have it come to fruition. I think it's just an amazing experience.
So if someone wanted to have some of this type of creative design photography in their life, whether it be their family, whether it be their school, maybe there's someone in Boone County, Clinton County, in the region that are listening today, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can get a hold of me by going to my website, www.mjportraits.com, or they can give me a call on my phone. I'm always easily to get a hold of at 765-404-7591.
Okay, so what is the website again?
It's mjportraits.com.
mjportraits.com, and you'll see some beautiful work by a beautiful lady here at Missy Beeks Cornell. And Missy is a wife and also a mother of two, and works here at the Chamber of Commerce. She's our office manager, keeps us in line, and she keeps all of the resources and information that you need here in Clinton County. If you need to call her, you'll probably talk to her right in person at 765-654-5507. That's 765-654-5507 right here at the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. Missy, thanks for joining us today. You're an entrepreneur. You're a great example of an entrepreneur here in Frankfort, Indiana, in Clinton County. We appreciate your spirit. Appreciate you landing here in Frankfort.
It's a pleasure being here, Shan.
Thank you. Missy Cornell. We've got more coming up on the E-Factor. And we're back with the E-Factor here, brought to you by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, and we appreciate all the folks that make up the Chamber of Commerce. We have some great membership at the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. In fact, over 340 members make up this organization in Frankfort, Indiana. But it's not just about Frankfort. It's about the entire county and really beyond that. And speaking of great members, we have one of those great members of our Chamber of Commerce with us now. It's Karen Gregerson of the Farmers Bank. And the Farmers Bank, My Bank for Life, what a tremendous community partner and really a chamber member. You've been a chamber member, Karen. The Farmers Bank has been a chamber member for about 99 years.
Awesome.
Hard to believe that.
Yes.
But we've been in existence for 101, and one of the oldest chamber members is the Farmers Bank.
Oh, I'm sorry we missed the first year.
I don't know what happened there, but we'll have to talk about that. But Karen, thanks for being with us on the E-Factor. And we talk about the E-Factor as being, you know, community engagement, entrepreneurship, employment, education, encouragement. But we really, I want to focus with you, if I can, a few minutes on engagement, mm-hmm. and especially the community engagement from the bank. But first of all, from a CEO's perspective, from you're leading this great organization called the Farmers Bank. What does engagement mean to you?
So engagement means to me, first of all, understanding the needs of the community. So it's not going off and doing your own thing, but understanding how something maybe that you're passionate about can benefit the community based on where its needs are. So you might recall, Shan, one of the first things I did when I came to Frankfort was I met with you. I also met with the mayor to understand our community better so that I could plug in to what all of you are doing. Because if we're all working towards the same thing, rowing our boats the
right.
same way,
right.
I think we're all going to get there faster and better than if we all go off and do our own thing.
Absolutely. So collaboration,
absolutely.
Partnership, teamwork, and being able to recognize the opportunities that, I mean, of course, mm-hmm. in an organization as well as a community, you have opportunities that come up, and you really need to be prepared and ready for those opportunities. What have right. been some of those opportunities for the Farmers Bank, and in particular maybe Karen Gregerson, because you are the new CEO. I shouldn't say the new. You've been around now for over a year, but it's hard to believe.
It's gone fast.
Yeah.
It's actually going to be 2 years next
two
month.
2 years?
Yes.
Wow.
But for us, first of all, we have a rich, rich tradition of being engaged in all the communities that we're present in. And so I wanted to continue that tradition because that's what defines us as a community bank. But more importantly, one of our core values is everyone you touch knows you care. Mm. And our employees live that as they work with our customers, work with each other, and work with our communities. And so a couple of the things that we felt that we could get engaged in our communities and help with some of their greatest needs. One is housing. Mm. And so we partnered with the city on the SHARP program. It's a program to help seniors who are low to moderate income get repairs for their homes. These are homeowners. These are people who have worked hard their whole life.
Absolutely.
They've never taken government assistance, but yet they have found themselves in circumstances where their fixed income is not sufficient to maintain the home they've lived in most of their life, you know, whether it be an illness of a spouse or their own personal
right.
illness or disability. And so we were really pleased to use one of our partners who provides grant funds to get that program off the ground last year. We're really looking forward to year two and hopefully doubling our impact in year two. That particular program helped six homeowners with $35,000 worth of home repairs.
Yeah, and when you're talking about this SHARP program, and we applaud this move, it tremendously needed in our community, and really rural communities all over the country. But when you think about our community in particularly and those six folks that you helped, we're talking roofs, we're talking windows,
mm-hmm.
we're talking all
siding,
kinds of things. Siding,
HVAC.
Oh, yeah,
heating
and cooling. I mean,
yep.
these are things that, you know, like you said, these folks have worked hard. They've tried. They want to, and these are folks that don't have to. They would not have to leave their home.
Right.
They could stay in their home, but the problem is they don't either have the funds or the mobility
exactly.
or the ability mm-hmm. to fix and repair. But this program comes along and can do that for them.
It does, and it also helps with access. As well. So for those who have access issues.
ADA compliance?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Compliance.
So we put in handicap accessible
yep.
bathrooms. Two other programs I'm really proud that the Farmers Bank participates in. One was started in 2014 when our school was getting failing grades from the Indiana Department of Education. My predecessor, Karen Miller, mm-hmm. Well known and beloved, and along with Paul Cox, a retiree from the Farmers Bank, went to Don DeWeese and said, how can we help? Right. And they said, well, really what our kids need is to improve their reading scores. And so that's how Reading Champions was born out.
Yeah.
And for years, it was only Farmers Bank employees that participated in, and we let our employees go for an hour a week during the school season to read to other students, and there's been tremendous impact from that. They now, all of their third graders are passing the iRead 3 exam now,
wow.
which is important in order for them to get to be allowed to enter into fourth grade. So we're really excited about that. We have over 24 of our employees participate
wow.
in that program, 12 who are there every week, and then another 12 who are substitutes for when they can't be there.
Well, it goes back to your core value of really coming to the touch, being
mm-hmm.
being involved. We don't want to overuse the word engagement, but that's really what it is, being engaged, interacting with the students. When those students see that adult in that classroom reading to them and caring about them, taking time out of their schedule, I think it also does something for the teacher as well. Doesn't that, I mean, encouraging?
But it also does something for our employees, too.
Oh, yeah.
The feeling they get of having made a difference in the life.
Serving.
A lifelong difference in as a servant leader.
In education.
In education, exactly. The other program that we just initiated this year, or actually 2017, is on Columbus Day. The board has allowed us to close the bank. You know, it's a federal holiday. The bank had been open in the past, but we actually closed the bank to give our employees an opportunity to engage in the community in various projects. And we made it voluntary. They didn't have to, but over 90% of our employees volunteered to participate. And we did everything from painting at the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club to cleaning up some of our parks out in county.
Sure.
I think we had people out at the Humane Society. We had
yep.
people at the schools, and we did this in all on all of our footprint. I know we worked at the Kirkland Library, and everybody talked about what a great experience that was to get to work alongside of people they didn't necessarily work with on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
And so that was a way for us to give back, and we're really looking forward to year two of being able to go back into different not-for-profits and help them with whatever their needs are. Because, you know, a lot of times they don't have the people to do what's needed to get done. So
absolutely.
We provide the helping hands and the backs to do it.
Absolutely. The engagement of being in community. You know, Karen, banking and the financial world is ever-changing. It's a constant, kind of like a revolving door that just seems like there's new laws, there's new codes and things that happen. How do you, as the CEO of a tremendous organization here and a financial institution here in our county, and being a community bank, how do you balance all of that with all of this ever-changing financial world and keeping that engagement? Because so many times, you know, I think everybody has good intentions and it wants to start out well. I mean, mm-hmm. even the big guys started out small and doing something. How do you guys find that balance here in the Farmers mm-hmm. Bank?
You know, just keeping our sights on our vision of serving our community, serving our customers, you know, the other stuff of complying with all the rules, you know, we've got to do that regardless. Mm-hmm. But we just don't let that consume us. Just keeping our eyes on what's our purpose, why are we here, and how can we help.
Right.
This really helps us. And yeah, we still have a lot of training we do internally and compliance that we're required. But it's really the things that really brings value to us and to our communities is the engagement.
Well, and community, and I want to make sure everybody realizes that the term community bank is important in itself because there's not a whole lot of them left.
No, unfortunately, because of the technology challenges, regulatory challenges, some of them have succession planning issues. Some of them are plain tired from having survived the crisis
yeah.
and then yeah. don't want to be around for the next one. Several community banks have sold. I mean, this community just in the last couple of decades had three community
right.
banks
right.
and we're now down to one.
Right.
And so it's incumbent on us to serve this community well, knowing that it's a lot of that's on our shoulders. But you know, one of the things I'm so very proud of is our employees because they bring things to me saying,
yeah.
hey, we have this situation. Is there something that we can do?
Right.
Whether it be help a family who lost their home in a fire
yeah.
or a family that lost a loved one due to that unfortunate incident that happened in Lebanon a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
They come to me,
and
that tells me how deep this core value is throughout the organization, that they care so much about the community that they want us to initiate different fundraisers to support our community.
Well, Karen, that also tells me a lot about you as a person, if they're willing to come to you. So many times, you know, CEOs can be very unapproachable, but you're approachable, you're willing to listen, and you certainly are wanting to take those ideas and move it into action.
Exactly.
And that's part of the engagement process.
Well, you know, I think at the end of the day, all of us want to believe that our lives made a difference.
Yep.
And that we mattered.
Kent Ryan just said that as we were walking out.
He did.
He says, I still got some life in me and I want to make a difference.
Yes, yeah. And I think everybody deep down in their soul wants that. And this is a way for us to make a difference, is to engage in the community. You know, and not to take away from all the different clubs and organizations. Our people are on boards and are, you know, serving at the various local dinners and to raise funds for their organizations, too. I mean, there's a lot of that happens as well.
Well, what's so great about, I think, also the Farmers Bank as being a community bank, not only have you been involved hands-on with services and your employees are involved in so many different programs, you guys are always looking for things to be involved in, but you also have stepped up to the plate financially.
Right.
You have donated, you know, between our Ivy Tech campus, now our Prairie Creek Park project that's going on in the downtown of Frankfort. You guys have been very willing to partner and collaborate with the city and the county and other organizations to make those kind of significant projects happen.
Well, you know, our futures are closely tied together.
Yep.
You know, as the community of Frankfort and the community of Clinton County go, so does the Farmers Bank.
Yep.
And, you know, we want to draw upon the community to get our employee base. And so we need it to be a thriving place. We want it to be a place where our employees can live and have a good quality of place. So it's an investment for us, but one we think that makes a lot of business sense as well as philanthropic sense.
Well, I love when you say investment, because so often you think, well, here's a gift.
Yeah.
Here's more money. We're going to give it. Well, is it non for profit? Is it tax deductible? But the Farmers Bank doesn't think of it that way.
No. Really
do think of it as an investment.
We do.
You're looking at this because if a building looks nicer outside, a person's home looks better, and that person feels better about it. If they know their HVAC system is working, you know, you've had a chance to work or be a part of that program. There's a community attitude that really goes along with that. And I think, you know, we just got the numbers. You don't know, they're brand new numbers, but we just got the 2017 census numbers. And for the first time in 10 years, actually, for the first time in 100 years, let me say that again, for the first time in 100 years, we have actually seen a population growth in Clinton County.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
That's great news.
Got those numbers.
That's
it is great news. And so I think, though, we owe a great deal of gratitude to the Farmers Bank and organizations like yours that have partnered together in our community to say, hey, we want to invest in this ground floor, because we do believe in Frankfort. We do believe in Clinton County. We do believe in what the possibilities are there in our future. And it's not just about, you know, young people. It's about all people.
It is about
and
all
every
people.
Person. Every
right.
person.
Well, and I have to say that I really owe a great thanks to our board and our staff who makes it possible, but also the community that has chosen the Farmers Bank is their bank for life, because that's what makes this possible for us to make those investments.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a flywheel that just keeps turning, because they put money with us and we invest in the community, and then the community prospers, and then our customers prosper. And it just, we all help each other. And I think it's a model that works.
Absolutely. Well, Karen, thank you. You're a busy lady, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes. The halls are dark. Everybody has turned out the lights. Your light is still on in your office. You've been willing to stay late. Tell Roy I said thank you for giving me a few minutes to talk to you. And thank you, the Farmers Bank, for all you do in our community.
We appreciate the opportunities that we're given. And thank you, Shan, for your time as well.
Hey, no problem. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the E-Factor. We appreciate Missy Beeks-Cornell earlier today, and, of course, Karen Gregerson from the Farmers Bank. You know, we listened to an entrepreneur earlier, and we've heard from community-engaged organization in the Farmers Bank. And it really is about the E-Factor, not only in your community, but in your life. Are you engaged? Are you doing what maybe you're called to do, our purpose to do. I want you to think about that. And remember, as we always say, as we close off the show, you might just be the smile, the encouragement, or the hope someone else needs to get through another day. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.